This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is on your mind. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. You can text me, I'm Todd Mitchell, 701-226-8503. Now, if you text Scott, he has to go over the ocean. Is he in Norway yet, or I know he took off yesterday, so he must be over there by now. You may get some pictures of fjords back.
I was going to say, isn't that a different time? Right, you know, since it's a different time zone, doesn't it gets there yesterday, right?
No, they're ahead, yeah. So they're tomorrow. So if you text today, he will get it tomorrow.
Right.
If you text it so late enough. But never fear, Pat Finken is here.
Woo-hoo!
And
that's in the house.
It's all brought to you by PetroServe USA. Deli Express Mega Sandwiches are $2.79 each. Nestle Pure Life Water, 2 for $1. Jack Link's 2-ounce beef sticks, $1.89 each. Perrier Sparkling Water. It says sparking water, but I'm sure it's sparkling. I mean, if you put the right electricity up to it, it might spark. But I would not do that. 99 cents each. 12-ounce Red Bull, 2 for $5. 23-ounce Nest Tea bottles are just 89 cents each. Reese's Crunch Cookie Cups, the standard, are 59. The king size, which should be mandatory for everybody. And quit calling fun size fun, because we know they're not. $1.09 each. Pringles Super Stack, $1.39 each. Albany's Gummies, $1.29 each. And PetroServe USA is giving away $50,000. Register every week at PetroServe USA. Here he is. I don't even have your... You have this big disclaimer that Scott usually gives us. And North Dakota political...
Pat Fisher. Totally unnecessary. Most of it's just made up. It's fake news. So, yeah, when Scott wrote that, I just said that's fake news. So, right there, right out of the gate. Hey, everybody, Pat Finken sitting back in the chair. It's been a while since I've been here.
Yes.
You should see Todd Mitchell. Holy cow. Or, no, you shouldn't see Todd Mitchell because most of them's gone. It's shocking.
It's fun when I put a 2X shirt on. People say, you need to get smaller shirts. I'm like, this is smaller.
My,
okay,
you look
smaller. Yeah.
You look well. Don't take this the wrong way, but you look fabulous.
Thank you.
It's amazing. I saw him in the studio when I walked in here. I don't think I would have recognized you if you hadn't looked up at that moment. And so, yeah, you look great, man.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Good for you. It's great. So, for women that want his phone number now. That's where
my wife is. Wait a minute, I've been giving my phone number out every day for texting.
Mrs. Mitchell is on the other line for me. Mrs. Mitchell would like to talk to Pat Finken.
Could you please stop doing that, Pat?
Hey, Annie. Hey, everybody, I want to thank you for the opportunity to come on the show today, talk about the issues of the day. By the way, I need my clock and my phone number. There's a little programming note to Todd, who hasn't worked with the rookie squad.
Hey, the phone number.
I told the new boss around here that I was going to try not to diminish his ratings any more than absolutely necessary today. So hopefully you will find that the show is good today. We actually are going to.
If they go down, he'll blame me because I'm in charge of programming.
Well, but they go up, he'll take credit. But I got broad shoulders, and I fully recognize that during the times that I fill in, we have 3 listeners, one of which is, you know, related to me. So.
And anyway, there's you, and then there's me.
Takes care of it.
Hey, there we go.
Right there. Anyway, going to have a good show today. Looking forward to the show today. We're going to talk about taxes, and we're going to talk about health care, both of those happening at the national and local level. And so on the tax front, of course, you know, you've read over the last few days, of course, that the Trump tax plan is starting to become an issue and something they're talking about in Washington. Of which they don't seem to be able to get much done, but it does seem to start moving. And so I've asked someone from the Americans for Prosperity group to come on and talk about the Trump tax plan. They've been very supportive of where he's going, and quite frankly, so am I. I like what's happening. We're going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour today. And then at 10 o'clock, John Godfrey, North Dakota's insurance commissioner, is going to come in. We're going to talk about health care, both in terms of what happened and what's going on with the House version and where the Senate might go, but also then how that might affect the state of North Dakota. And, of course, John, not only is he insurance commissioner now, but before that, worked quite a bit in healthcare issues while he was at the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce. So, anyway, that'll be a good segment. You'll want to ask questions of John or share your opinions about where you want to go with that or where we should go with that as a country. And then in the final half hour of the show, Senator Lonnie Lafine from Grand Forks is going to come and join us. Lonnie, of course, is a pivotal figure in terms of some of the tax policy that's going on in the state. And we want to talk a little bit about the realities. Of course, some of you have been reading also that some of the local subdivisions, of course, the Democrats are talking about how, Republicans increase property taxes. Well, it's a bunch of hooey. And it's about time we called it out on it. So we're going to talk a little bit about what really happened in the session and how they shifted it to other programs. But the relief is still there. In fact, it's permanent. But we're going to have Lonnie on to talk about that. And also the other big lie, as I talk about a lot, is that somehow North Dakota cut oil taxes. And, of course, only in politics could you talk about what they did to oil taxes in North Dakota as somehow a cut that resulted in hundreds of millions of dollars in new revenue to the state of North Dakota because of the cut that some people like to put that in. So all that's in the show today. Should be a lot of fun today. And looking forward, of course, as always, to your calls during this segment, especially because it's open lines. The things you want to talk about are the things that matter. And so whatever's on your mind today, let's talk about that in this open segment. I do have one thing that I want to talk about.
You would have at least one.
Well, I got one thing I do want to get into before we get too far into the show.
Good.
And that is an interesting story about my life the last couple of months. About 2 months ago, went in, talked to my doctor, said I had something wrong with my thumb, and he looked at me and said, "Say, when was the last time you had a checkup?" And I said, like most guys, when I was 8,
birth.
Yeah. I said, it may have been a while, like 60 years. And he said, "Well, you really should do that." So I did. And, of course, my doctor, who thinks he's funny, the results come back and says, "You're pretty good shape for the shape you're in." But his parting shot to me was that he said, "You've never had a colonoscopy either, have you?" And I'm 60. They say you should have one by 50.
By 50.
And I've never had
it. I lost my fiancé to colon cancer at 49. So
well, then you can appreciate. Yeah, you can appreciate this story.
Yeah.
Because I had never had one, and not that I was like wigged out by it. I mean, it's right. It is what it is. It,
right.
Never.
It's not the funnest thing. That's saying never had a root canal should have one.
Well, no, but they knock me out. It's right. Not like you're even around for it. You're off in La La Land. It's not a big thing. It's just, right. It was never a priority. I'm busy, got things going on. There's always other things. And it never really seemed to be something at the top of my list to do. It wasn't like I was trying to avoid it.
Right.
It just was something that I didn't. Oh, sorry about that. That's my iPad. Anyway, it wasn't something that I was really going to do.
It's the most unique sound I've ever heard of the show.
It never really became an issue.
Right.
So he said, you really should have one. So I go in, and I have a colonoscopy. And when I come out of it, the doctor's sitting by my bedside with that look of, it's about to hit the fan, Pat. So, yes, I had two cancerous masses in my colon, which is different than the polyps. Polyps, they go in when they do the colonoscopy and just take those. Even if they're cancerous, they can take them that way. But I actually had a couple masses. So, sorry for anybody that's wigged out by this conversation. but anyway, they went in about 2 months ago and took about 2.5 feet of my colon.
Oh.
And luckily for me, the edges and all the lymph nodes around it were clean.
Well, that's good.
So they don't think that it spread beyond what they got. So no
bullet there then.
No radiation, no chemo, no nothing. So you talk about lucky, because if it spreads, your chance of survival 5 years is something like 5%.
Uh-huh.
You've been through it on a very personal level.
Watch my fiance.
Yeah. Right. I mean, so anyway.
And they got hers far too late. If she'd have gone at 46 and got the colonoscopy, she'd probably be alive today.
Well, and the problem is that, that I had no symptoms. So the reason I bring this up and belabor the point is that I had one mission today in coming into the on the show today, and coming on the show today is that I wanted to remind people that you need to have a colonoscopy when you're 50, whether you have symptoms or not. And then probably every, you know, 5 to 8 years.
If you have it in your family.
Oh, yeah. My poor kid.
Because in her case, not only did her father have it, but the kid's father's father had it. So the kids are dealing with it on both sides. They're telling those kids 25.
Yeah, my kids, the good news for my kids, as I told them, and, you know, after this was all announced, I said, oh, and by the way, the good news is you get to start having yours at 40.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the moral of the story today. Get it done. If you haven't had a colonoscopy, or they have a couple other tests now that aren't quite as elaborate that you can have, especially as you get, you know, earlier in the process. But if you've not had a screening on colon cancer and you're age 50, it's time. And in fact, had I done that sooner, I could have caught it and not had to have had surgery. But I'm not complaining because I'm one of the lucky few. By the way, you know who else had colon cancer but didn't have to have radiation and surgery or radiation? Ronald Reagan. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
For 30 years, Rick in Minot has been a customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. 30 years. Pretty incredible. Tells you what an incredible product they have at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Rick, what makes you so loyal?
They're easy to maintain. The one I have 30 years old, and my family started up a plumbing and heating business, and then they started a pool company that they were doing on the side, putting in pools, and they sold Hot Spring Spas, so that's how I got into buying that one, and I've had it ever since. Now I have it down at the lake cabin, and then I have a newer one at home, which is about 12 years old. That's an Envoy. The one down at the lake is a Sovereign. The one at home, my heater went out in it one winter, and I thought it was partially working, and when the maintenance guy came that next summer to fix it, I never fixed it during the wintertime. I just let it pump run. The thing never got below 40 degrees, and I asked him if only half the heater was running. He told me I never had any heat in it at all winter long, and it never got below 40 degrees when the pump was running, and I left it run. And the other hot tub would have frozen broke. I would say just the energy savings that you have on it. I mean, the insulation on it, the way they're built is astronomical compared to any other hot tub.
Every day made better. Take it from Rick and all of the satisfied customers of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Saunas, sunrooms, hot tubs, gazebos, pool tables, patio furniture, pools, and swim spas. They've got it all. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, and online at hotspringnd.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or text 701-226-8503. Do you want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization? This is an opportunity for, actually a couple of opportunities for you. Polar Service Center in Kildare, Looking for a certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack, and diesel mechanic. Fuller Service Center in Williston. Looking for a certified welder. Tanker trailer experience required. Competitive pay, superior benefits. Medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, life insurance, paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, pay dependent on experience and ability. Polar Service Center. Maria can tell you more. 612-214-8781. Maria at Polar Service Center, 612-214-8781. Insert disclaimer here. Here's Pat Finken.
Hey, thank you, Todd. Welcome, everybody.
I think that's where I was supposed to read all that stuff, but I can't find that stuff. So
yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
They don't want to hear that stuff anyway. Anyway, especially after my last little segment where I talked about personal stuff. Final disclosure on that. Not disclosure so much, just this request. Do take that seriously. You heard Todd's message on that, and mine, too, is that I got lucky. As did, by the way, Ron Reagan. He was diagnosed and had surgery and didn't have to do chemo and radiation. But not everybody's so lucky. And if he gets past that, the outcome is not very good. So I'll move on to other topics. Of course, the show is called What's on Your Mind, and whatever you want to talk about today. As I mentioned, we got a great show lined up. We've got somebody from Americans for Prosperity going to join us at 9:30 and talk about national and federal tax policy. We have a window here of about through the end of the year to do something meaningful on taxes. And if we miss that, we may not have a chance again where the stars all align in terms of the Congress and the president being on the same page, or at least largely on the same page. We've got to get this done now. And he's going to talk a little bit about the Trump tax plan and why his group is largely behind it and favors it. And for all the right reasons. And, of course, at 10, we've got John Gottfried going to come in here. We're going to talk about health care nationally, what's going on in the federal government in terms of both repealing Obamacare. Republican Congress, overwhelmingly, people today still believe we've got to repeal or replay or fix Obamacare, one or the other. And that kind of opens the door to do something again in Congress if we can just get past all the non-policy stuff going on in D.C. And then, of course, at the bottom of the hour, as I mentioned, at about 10:30, Senator Lonnie Lafine from Grand Forks, is going to come on, and we're going to talk about the actual realities of what happened this last session in terms of property taxes and the realities of the oil tax reforms that they passed 2 years ago. And what you might read in the local newspaper and what some of the Democrats and local subdivisions might be saying about it is actually fake news. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit, too, here during the show. But I do have a question, Todd. There's a topic that I wanted to cover in terms of the open line segment, and I'll get your opinion on this. As you know, I'm a kind of a follower. Of politics, and I read the tea leaves, and I watch the world turn in this regard. And I guess the question I have for you, Todd, this morning is, we have a big election in 18 for U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that, is Heidi in trouble?
Yes.
Or is she going to be tough to beat?
In big trouble.
And why do you think that is?
She'd be in big trouble right now. I don't know. Maybe people's attention spans are going to be so short at that by election time, she won't be in as much trouble, but certainly in western central North Dakota, where was she during the whole pipeline thing? Completely invisible. And the pet projects that she comes out with are the kind of things that, well, yeah, of course, we all want clean air, clean water, good internet, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
what about
does,
the important stuff?
Yeah, it is interesting that she, like some of her predecessors on the Democrat Party nationally out of North Dakota, will take a position not very popular, then come up with her own version of the bill that she can support. You know, the
right.
Bureau of Land Management, a good example of that. You know, she totally threw North Dakota under the bus on that issue, but then turns around and comes out with her regulatory reform bill, which, of course, is going nowhere, but it allows her to be for something that sounds equally as good as what she should have done. But
yeah.
I tend to agree with you, and it's not so much looking at, you know, kind of her voting record, those kinds of things. It's the way she's acting. You know, they are ramped up in full campaign mode 18 months out. they're raising money like they're behind. Their communications machine is running. You know, they are behind. Well, that's, I think
they're doing it correctly because they're behind.
So you look at what's going on, and her internal polling must show her behind.
Mm-hmm.
Because she, that organization, her political machine is running full bore a long time before the election. And that usually is a sign that your internal polling has you in trouble. So I guess the question of the day is, should she be reelected? And I'd be curious what listeners think. Should we reelect Heidi Heitkamp, or should we look for somebody new? And I'm not going to pick sides. I know there are a lot of names being thrown about out there. There's, you know, obviously Kevin Cramer.
Those names have in common? There's one thing every single one of those names has in common. What is it?
They're not Heidi.
Well, apart from that, and they're all male for the most part.
Right.
They're all Republican.
Right.
What does the Democrat Party have to bring to the table? If not Heidi.
Well, they won't. I mean, they're going to bring Heidi. That's not the issue. They're
right. Yeah, I guess that's my point. Yeah. That it's a given that she's going to run,
right.
But is she going to become a sacrificial lamb? Or will she decide not to run a la Dorgan?
Well,
maybe at some point you just say, God, you know what? I don't know if I can win this. Rather than go through an election you're going to lose, maybe you don't run.
Well, if you know her chief of staff makes Heidi look like a lamb. Because Tessa is she's an aggressive soul. That may happen. Maybe their internal polling a year from now has them so bad off that they've just decided.
Or maybe she'll just throw in the towel and say, you know what? I've had enough of this.
It doesn't really fit the personality profile. I don't think Heidi's the type, even if she's behind, that she'd want to lose. Now, she wouldn't run because she might lose. I just have never seen her act in that way. And the way they're acting right now says they're running. And so yeah. I would be very surprised if she's not on the ticket a year from now.
Oh, sure.
Or a year and a half.
They have no choice. She's got to be.
Well, but she's still got to agree. The only reason she would, though, not run is that she just hates it.
Right.
You know, and again, I come back to the fact.
Blame her.
No, I wouldn't blame her either. If you had her team and had to put up with some of that stuff, yeah, I get where you're coming from. Plus, just the whole frustration of trying to do something meaningful in D.C. right now is very difficult. My point being is this, is that I come back to the fact that she's not acting like somebody who is going to hang it up. Even if she doesn't like what's going on, there are no indications in any of this that she is actually in that. So I think we can ascertain from what's going on in politics in North Dakota, just reading the tea leaves like I like to do, is that she's running. And she's behind because of the frantic nature of what she's doing. So it'll be interesting to see if she does get reelected, if this all bears out. And I guess we'll find out more in the coming months. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll be back with more from the Americans for Prosperity in just a minute.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wildrose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by MyPillow. Get up to 50% off any of the products. Any of the products on MyPillow.com with promo code Scott. Now, of course, we've talked about the MyPillow pillow, and then we started talking about the MyPillow pet pillow, which does indeed work, and they come in three sizes, small, medium, and large, and what I need to do is get four more larges, and then each of the five pets has their own, because they must like it, because they won't share it. But there's also MyPillow mattress. Three unique layers providing you the comfort and support you need to fall asleep and stay asleep all night guaranteed. MyPillow, apparently, but maybe this could be the new catchphrase. MyPillow, not just for your head anymore. That could be the catchphrase.
Or not going to let you work in advertising.
Come on now. That's true. It's true. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and you could get up to 50% off. MyPillow.com or 1-8, they still got the phone line hooked up, 1-800-506-9028, 1-800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, made in the USA, MyPillow. My good friend. Can I say that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay?
Pat Bacon is in for a Scott Dennett as he's checking out the fjords and the Chevys, and I make the same joke every day. I should probably come up with new ones. But
as long as you do it with the accent, it's okay.
Good morning, everybody.
I've never seen a fjord.
A fjord.
Have you ever seen
a fjord? You got a fjord.
Fjord.
Yeah, there you go.
I am part Norwegian, but I guess that part I didn't get enough.
Yeah, okay. You didn't hang around.
I've never been to Norwegian.
Right, so.
Anyway, you know, the MyPillow, the founder. Story in Bloomberg News, on the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
A great story about how he built his company and the success he's had. And it's more than your normal rag to riches kind of story.
Oh, God, yes.
It's also a recovery and addiction. And it's a fascinating story about how this guy pulled his life together and really did something special. It's a great, great story of what human nature.
There really needs to be a movie made about him.
No, it's really,
I mean, it is that good.
So we only have our next guest for, I think, just a few minutes this morning. Hopefully we're going to have him for as long as he's willing to stay. Our guest is Max Zimmerman with the Americans for Prosperity. He's a senior policy advisor. And Max, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I read recently when the Trump tax plan came out, I read with great interest the comments of your chairman and the position you guys took on the tax plan. And I thought, geez, here's a great chance to do a little real education, not the fake news stuff that's going on around virtually everything that Trump is doing these days, but to talk about the real policy behind this and the wisdom of it. And I'm so glad you could join us today to talk about that.
Because obviously your group, well, we're having some questions on the overall policy, really seem to be very supportive. And I wanted to get your analysis of the outline that the Trump administration put forth on tax reform.
Yeah, we're very excited by what we've seen so far. I mean, you did a great job in the lead-in, talking a little bit about that. You know, obviously there's still a lot of meat to be put on the bones of the tax plan. We're waiting to see legislative language from both the executive branch side and also the congressional side. But, you know, lowering rates, reducing the number of rates down to 3, so that people have a little bit more money in their pocket is a good pro-growth approach. Moving towards a more competitive corporate tax rate that lowers rates. I mean, I'm sure you and your listeners know that America has the highest corporate tax rates in the industrialized world, which, you know, doesn't exactly put our businesses in a great position when they're, you know, competing with their foreign rivals. And moving away from sort of the double taxation system that we have in place now there. And, you know, the corporate tax, it's one of those things where a lot of people don't think about it this way, but those taxes just get passed along to consumers. So the more sort of aggressive and draconian and high our tax rates are on the business side, the more people are going to pay for goods and services on this side. And one of the other novel concepts that the president put forward as part of his plan was to eliminate a lot of the loopholes and carve-outs and tax expenditures that are currently in the system, which a lot of those have been opened up, frankly, because special interest groups have a lot of friends on Capitol Hill who say, hey, you know, we don't mind if you tax all this other stuff, but just, you know, give me a loophole for mine. And, you know, some of those tax giveaways include things that are taken advantage of by folks who want to build publicly funded sports stadiums. Rum distillers in the Caribbean in the past have had a special carve out. Motor speedways is another one. So, you know, there's a lot of waste in the tax system. There's a lot of inefficiencies. And we feel like what the president's talking about in terms of lowering the rates, broadening the base, and making the system simpler and easier to comply with and more competitive is definitely a step in the right direction.
I agree wholeheartedly with your assessment. I'm not sure that I'm a big fan of the import tax that he's talking about, but I mean, in terms of the overall effect of this, and I want to spend a little time talking about the corporate tax side of this, because that's always been something I've followed quite interestingly. I spent 6 years on the board of the U.S. Chamber, and of course, that's an issue there that we dealt with a lot on the Chamber board as well. The fact is that the U.S. has the highest corporate tax rate of any industrialized country in the world. And you talk about putting yourself at a competitive disadvantage, yet the achieved or the average tax rate is only about 15%. What's, you know, and I think that's an important fact to put in this, because what the president is, you know, really pursuing is a very flat across the board tax system, not increasing taxes overall, not decreasing taxes overall, but taking the winners and losers that are chosen by federal tax policy out of the mix. You know, the one thing I found in studying this is the number of companies and some major corporations who make billions of dollars and pay no taxes because of the tax credits that they get. So basically, you know, not only is it the free market should decide who's the winner and losers, not tax policy. But for the federal government to go in there and say, we're going to make this over this and these people are going to pay more taxes, it is about not only fairness, but about making our whole economy more competitive and everybody stand on their own two legs so that it's demand and supply driving it, not federal tax policy. And I don't know if that's your analysis or not, but that's one of the things that I really liked about where the Trump administration is going with tax policy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, the tax code in many ways is written in a way that rewards people who have the best political connections in Washington. And you mentioned a little bit about the import tax sort of across the board that's been floated by some in Washington. We were pretty happy to see that the president did not include that in his tax plan. Speaker Ryan and some others on the Congress side have floated this idea, and it's known as the border adjustment tax. And some of your listeners may have heard of that. Essentially, it places a 20% across the board tax on imported goods in order to finance a special tax cut that would be given to large exporters. Now, that's bad for a number of reasons. One, I'm sure you've seen some of the statistics recently about how few people in America could actually even make a $400 emergency expense payment. Now, I think the number's around 46%. So, you know, when you're talking about a $1.2 trillion tax hike on imports, something that's going to hit, you know, food, groceries, gasoline, school supplies, school clothes, you know, the National Retail Federation has determined that this border adjustment tax would add about $1,700 a year to people's costs. Now, we don't think that raising taxes so we can cut them is something that makes sense. And unfortunately, there's some people in Washington where that seems to be standard logic. But, you know, some people look at that and say, hey, maybe that seems like a good idea. That'll help this Buy American movement. Well, you think of how many manufacturers in America use goods that are sourced from all over the world in order to assemble parts here and products here in the United States. That increases costs for them. Like I said, imported oil, you'll see a 20% tax on that. Across the board, agriculture, things like this, you're a former chamber guy, you know, this can trigger retaliatory, action by trading partners. So putting a 20% across the board tax on everything coming in, before you know it, we're going to have people that are exporters that are facing similar, sort of retaliatory measures from other countries. So, this is, again, you've got folks in big exporters that have a very strong voice in Washington that are probably have the ear of a lot of powerful members of the Tax Writing Committee. We're pretty pleased to see some of the recent hearings that suggest that not too many folks have bought into this at this point. And so we're hoping it kind of goes by the wayside. We're very happy, like I said, that the president hasn't embraced this concept, although he does sort of talk a little bit about import taxes from time to time. But for purposes of this particular tax, he has not embraced it. We're hopeful that it will not be part of a larger comprehensive tax package because we think, making it harder for Americans to make ends meet is not the right idea. And we also think that it would be pretty strange for anybody in Washington to think the message that was received from voters in November was that they want to see their taxes go up by $1.2 trillion at the store.
Well, and I agree with you. And, of course, you're right. The actual plan didn't have the import tax in it, but we've heard a lot about that in the early days. But the president does seem to have softened a little bit on that idea, except where trade is unfair. And that brings us to the other point, which is I understand the reason why people look at the imports going on to this country and saying, well, maybe we got to do something to level the playing field. I understand the reason why they come to that conclusion. But that's not how to get it done. To get it done, what we need is a fair and free import-export policy. In other words, these trade deals need to be fair. We all believe in free trade, but a lot of what we see in these trade agreements isn't necessarily fair for the U.S. And so I understand the sympathy that they or the feeling of trying to do something with tax policy. It's just the wrong way to get that done.
You know, I agree with you, and I think, it's a lot more complicated than, we ought to impose a 20% tariff. I mean, I'm from Colorado, and a lot of the damage here is self-inflicted. Regulatory reform is a big deal. I mean, during the Obama administration, we're looking at regulatory costs in the U.S. of over $1 trillion a year. I mean, the president has signed into law a number of pieces of legislation, I think around a dozen or 13 so far this year, that have rolled back some of the most draconian Obama-era regulations. And those cost money. And when we're doing things like that, when we're doing things that we saw during the last administration to make affordable energy illegal, essentially by slapping really aggressive restrictions on.
Hey, Mac, I'm gonna have to cut you off for just a second. Can you stick around for another segment, or are we going to lose you right now?
Yeah, sure. Happy to.
Great. Thanks. We'll be back with more with the Americans for Prosperity and What's on Your Mind in just a moment.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What happened? The question we ask in another of our series of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes. Today's guest, Maxine Hearn, a public information officer with Morton County. Maxine, tell us.
Social media made this happen. The scary thing was the amount of lies that could be posted on social media and go viral, and then trying to, as public information officers, to deal with that. That slick propaganda could be circulating, and we still had to pull the end of the facts, because that's the standard we do business. So I get pretty offended when I hear people say that the state or law enforcement was spinning a story. I just shake my head, because we simply don't work that way. We work long hours to ensure we disseminated the facts. And, you know, when you're dealing with a group that prefers to work with an emotion or, you know, knee-jerk reactions, and half-truth is a real challenge. And we didn't stray from professionalism. It's law enforcement model that beautifully, and that's what emanated throughout the entire protest response team.
That's Maxine Herb, public information officer with Morton County. Another episode of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest is in the books. Keep listening for more right here. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hammond from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tandy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You became a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. Well, the University of Mary has a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. We understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by 2020. At the University of Mary, we want to make it possible for you to move forward. We offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree. $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison to other programs that can run over $8,000 higher. Earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary is a smart choice because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what we do. umary.edu/msn to apply. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time, options available. University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. And an excellent fill-in co-host, guest host for Scott Hennen. Here's Pat Finken.
Marginally acceptable. Trying to do as limited. I told the boss
fat
here.
Liar. If you're going to say it that way,
I was going to say my goal today is to keep the amount of damage I do to your listening levels, the number of people that listen to you, to a minimum.
Okay.
You know, I appreciate that
too. By the way,
there's no upside for you. There's only downside.
Four
for you.
Stations and two different mobile apps are counting on you. So let's make it happen.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennen, who is on vacation. Good for him. And our guest this segment is Mac Zimmerman with the Americans for Prosperity, and we're talking about tax policy at the federal level. Doesn't get a lot of attention right now because of everything else going on, including the debate over health care. But this is critically important. I mean, not only is it an issue for, you know, because people typically, when you talk about, especially corporate taxes, they go, well, that's not about me. And, you know, people should, you know, these big fat cat corporations should pay more taxes. And you hear it all, right? But it does matter to everybody in this country, both in terms of costs, because those taxes get passed on to consumers. But it's also about having a tax policy that fosters growth, and that's jobs, and that's the tide that lifts all boats. This country has an opportunity. The world economy is not in the best place, and it's a perfect time for America to reset and become aggressive in not only manufacturing, but in exports and doing the things that make us competitive in a global economy. And this, I've always thought, a very important part of that. And so, Mac, I'm going to let you continue your thought, but that, I guess, what, you know, what's your organization's position to your thoughts in terms of what solid, good reform tax policy can make? What difference can that make to the average voter, the average citizen in this country?
Well, you did a great job just talking about it right now. You know, if you can make the tax code more simple, flatter, lower, and less anti-growth, you can create a situation where you allow for more innovation, more expansion, more hiring, and more opportunity for people. And really that benefits, you know, you made a great point. You know, people say, oh, these fat cat companies. Well, you know, the greatest beneficiary of tax reform are the people who are the least fortunate with the lowest level of skills in our country, who are just trying to get their hand on that first rung of the ladder to upward mobility. And when you raise taxes, and before we went into the break, you and I were talking about, you know, some people are concerned about trade agreements and free trade maybe being skewed in favor of some of our foreign rivals. Well, you know, another thing that contributes to knocking out those rungs on the bottom of the ladder for the least fortunate among us are things like the regulatory environment. You know, the Obama administration woke up every morning trying to think of new ways, it seems, to make life difficult for employers. And whether that was, you know, his war on coal and fossil fuels and affordable energy through the so-called clean power plan. I love the names these guys come up with for this stuff in Washington. You know, or the Paris Agreement, which, you know, President Trump is moving us out of, which would have required essentially the U.S. to hand over, you know, billions of dollars to international organizations, sucked out of our economy, handed over to other countries when some of our foreign competitors didn't have to put up a dime. You know, China comes to mind. And, you know, in a lot of cases, folks aren't just competing with competitors in China. You know, they're competing with competitors in Chattanooga. I mean, you look at things like states that are increasing the minimum wage to $10, $15, $20 an hour. You know, looking at some of these different ideas and think, wow, isn't that great? We'll just, you know, we'll magically wave a wand and people will have higher wages. Well, we've already seen, and I'm sure you've seen some of these reports where, again, people who get hurt the worst are the people with low skills who are trying to get into the workforce and learn skills so that they can climb that ladder. You know, they get handed their walking papers and an electronic kiosk replaces them because that's cheaper than $15 an hour over the long term. So,
well, and that's the thing is, I mean, you get into these debates over things like minimum or, you know, raising the minimum wage. The problem is it sounds good. It sounds logical. And we're compassionate people. The problem is sometimes our compassion actually hurts people that we, you know, that we back them into poverty with some of these supposedly I'm going to help you kind of programs. The real solution there, and we've seen that in North Dakota, by the way. You want to raise wages? Do it through competition. Do it through having an economy that's robust. Even with the downturn in oil prices, North Dakota's economy is chugging along pretty well. And as a result of that, we've seen tremendous wage growth in North Dakota. It's living proof of how to do it right. And everybody benefits instead of then having to cut the numbers of jobs. Mac, I have to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. We're about to wrap up this segment. Mac Zimmerman, American for Prosperity, Senior Policy Advisor. Hopefully we'll get you back on the show in the future, but thank you for your time and great information this morning. So you're listening to What's
On
Your Mind.
I appreciate it.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I said, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.